Sugyos Anita Shir Lamed Vav by Rosh Hashiva continued. Chav Kislev Heitoshim Mem Vav, December 3, 1985, on Tuesday continued.
Shaking, and of course, when you push inside a piece of cloth, if you push it very deep, you also feel, you know, many times, an inner tremble. But according to the Rashba, the significant avos is Pishbachuteo. So, so there is a similar aggression in the Adlai of like this of detail. But aggression is the aid. If a woman pushes an aid inside, so does she feel that the locker was opened up? Maybe she does. If she pushes it very deep up to the locker, so maybe she feels the hargoshe of the demokia opened up wide. The demokia wide, the opening of the demokia wide. Maybe she got. But then, according to the Rambam, it's very simple because that many times results in an inner trembling, in an inner tremor. But the truth is that there is no machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. It's Ma'al Machode and Ma'al Machode the Loi Flieger. You see the three passages that either Habashi is a significant Habashi. Not because it's on the basis of Sophic. It's on the basis of Allah. So it might be that Ma'al Machode and Ma'al Machode the Loi Flieger. So Mele, by Habashi's near line, it can be mixed up with the Habashi of Yitzhak Keo. And the Agoshe say it can be mixed up with the Agoshe of the Dazzle Barak. Toshna. Nitzal Shalait Meim, if he finds down. And he said, the husband said, so then it may, doesn't matter where he finds it out, because it certainly came from her. It didn't come from him unless he suffers from an unusual sickness that there is done in his labor. So otherwise, so it's a riot word that it came from her. The Hayavim called Nimsal Shalom, so it all depends. If it was instantaneously Elysium, so it may. If love, if it's not Elysium, which is a question of seconds, but it's a longer time, in other words, so then a notion falls. Nitzo, leahashalo, lahasman, may be sophy, uptumnakov. So, if we say, that yachtichahas, that even when it's not yachtichahas, yachtichahas, there is a chila Roshan Tol, there is a chila Roshan Tol. But if we say Roshan Tol is only yachtichahas, yachtichahas, so here there is no Roshan Tol because it's not yachtichahas, yachtichahas. Eichada, idi agishe lachazman namait zorin akho, there was herbs. So she knows that she had a discharge of them. I mean, before the beer. So the Gemara says, Loi lay long da agish, vein e hargosha shamishave. So again, she could have mixed it up with the agoshes of the Tashmish. Tosh, Nimtzeis now, the Rashba, the Chidusha Rashba points out that all these kashes of the Gemara so are based upon the assumption that when Shmuel says, Gotka Kapeilon Yoshua Lomotidan, Oleo is Teo, why? Because Hakoshi is lacking, so it means Teo Idmi Rabbah. Teo Idmi Rabbah. Not as Rabbi Yamin Zifte says later on, maybe Shmuel should be Mei Rabbah. Because according to Rabbi Yamin Zifte, so all these kashas are not kashas. So we can say, I mean, not all the kashas, some kashas are kashas. But let's say this kasha is it's no kasha, because we could say that it's Mirabo. Let's say maybe this kasha would be a kasha, because the Mishnah says that, so the Mishnah says Nitzal Shalom Asian Tmei Lechai Lekol, and even Lachazman, so maybe Sophic Turnakom, but maybe Sophic Mashma Mirais, but the other kashas we could have said about Ishishish Sohel, so we could say of Achel Shunoshin Tachasakar, so we could say that when it's Noshuch, it's Tomei, Leilam, the Loyal Bishop. And why is Noshuch Tomei? Because Midrabon is without Agoshi. So why does he not ask? So the Chetusha Radha says, because the Makshim here assumes that according to Shmuel, without Agoshi, so she's not even near Midrabon, and that's why he not ask all the Kashi. Toshma. Nimtzei Saterim Yadim Utsveiken Bicho. Al Tzoro, if she can be chasen on her flesh, so Sopik Tomei, Sopik Toya is Tomei. Al Haluko, if she can it on the Beged, so Sopik Tomei, Sopik Toya is Toya. Magoiz, Leseites, Hola Chacharo. Now let's see Rashi. Al Tzoro, Sopik Tomei, Sopik Toya, Tomei. Kulim Yiforesh Lekamot. Umagoi subesente. Umagoi subesente. Hola haralo. Isho solimotso kesem. Vari marze kesatsmo bisofit nide. Kigein shino besen to regilo lira istodir. In other words, every day she sees. Usually she sees every day. And but she's not aware, one day she's not aware of any dishabata. But she handled tasks. The noble Sito, Halaharif Yomim, sees most of the days. She sees down, so we say that this day she also had a dishabata. So, Halaharif Yomim, with Yomim, the lyrics, my God, they say the Tome, when she handled tasks, so a Tome. So he says, in Regia Melot Mail is Neo, otherwise she's Teo. So obviously, this is the case where she doesn't have Agoshe. Because if she had Agoshe, so why should she be Teo without her? So it is reference the case where she didn't have Agoshe. And still, with her, seems every day, usually, mostly. So every day she has a dishas of dam. We say that today she also has a dishas, but she's not aware of it. She's not aware of any hagoshe today. So it's a raya that without hagoshe, she's also there. So it's a kashig and shmur. So Nora says, Loi, in radio, neo be hagoshe, chazit neo. The ima. In other words, most days, so she has a dish of dam, and it's coupled with Agoshe too, and today she's not aware of anything. So then we say that it's possible that she has Agoshe. She has a dish of dam coupled with Agoshe, because most days, heretofore, so she had a dish of dam coupled with Agoshe. So today she also said, why didn't she remember? She just forgot. Why didn't she remember it? She just forgot. What about I? לא עברית במה בעדוש אחד יתנו יודעים רעלי שבלה ודאי או ממה על צורו סופיק תומי סופיק תויה תומי על חלוקו סופיק תומי סופיק תויה תויה איך אדם אם יחוג רום עדו על חלוקו המייתו ותם חגור עם עדו אם יחוג רום עלו שתמלו על בשור המי תומי, ואתנן רואה שגם על בשור שרוי כנגלו סצור פורטר, זה כבר שזה, בואי נסיין מחוגו למטה, בואי נסיין מחוגו למהר, בואי נסיין מחוגו למטה ולגע איזה קשה. So why? We say, מחוגו למטה, על חלוקו, יצטורי אל סוי שביתום נאיזמן לבגד, נאיזמן לבגד, יחונתו כדי שעוברום סוכל שעוברו בישוק של תבוכים שכן עוברו בישוק של תבוכים סו אל צורו מגוף העשוי דימאו נעשוי על חלוקה מגויר להשתקוח על חלוקו So then we have to say that even though she was al-haluko, so we say ni'al-nos, it's not nigufo, because the nigufo also al-psorom bo'elashkoch, it came from the mokeya, so the bosor should have become stained. How is it that the bosor beneath the garment did not become stained? So that's a raya. That's a raya that became stained from an external source. What? Let's say she passed by a butcher's market, so then somebody sprinkled blood over her garment. That's why her garment became stained and the roof did not become stained. So that's why we say, so it's tome, because in as much as the bosor is stained, some mele we say, so it's a raya, that it came from the moke. So that's why the bosor is stained. But al haluko, so then we have to say that in as much as she passed by the butcher's market, that the source of the blood was from outside, from the butchers, they spilled blood on her. So that's why the whole of the garment became stained and not roof. The boy is saying the hog on the Milo. So then you ask the hog on the Milo. So even of sorrow it should be mutter. But here we are doing the case to gain the dacha when she made the somersault. So, also, but I'm good answer. How is this? Because of the somersault. So, mainly what was at the bottom was spilled to the upper part of the body, go to the somersault. I'm good answer. Didn't I know? So, I'll look at the boiler. I'll look at. So even though she may be somersault, but we have to say that now Nasoi, because we need good Nasoi, also a boy in the second.
I ask him, how was he doing?
Drash.
He's no way.
He's got records. Zook for Asma Lachigel. The Asma Gav Jok Moshim, so that's what he's made of. He now Nasoi, how sweet he boy was. Kotone mia salpso sopik tome sopik toe. So tome, vafo gaze loya bisho. Loya bisho. Because if she had agoshe, then she would be tome in neither situation. Because she knows that there was a discharge of that. That agoshe pulled it. Voizna, hare kesen auf so kene gibt hat du mit mir ja die aber da nur ihr geschoss aber die neue kam zu der terre אמר רבי ימידית תמיד שמואל שיקנה לו מרבן שמי רבין נשנת שיקנה לו אבנים מרבן So, why isn't there one thing? Now, the Chacham don't make just a promise. So, there is a reason. So, why did Rabbanon, one Shachit in the right of the Dalai was she is Teor? So, why did the Chacham declare that she is Teor in the Dalai was she? So, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisvets, and practically all the Rishayim agree with Teisvets. Because of Isaiah, because if we would allow in the case of no Al-Goshe, so then many husbands would be tempted to have relations with her, even in the case where she had Al-Goshe. That's the case. But Rashi says something. He says, "It Rabbonon dil me Al-Goshe v'lava daita." Why in the Rabbonon? Because we are afraid maybe she had Agoshe and she was not even aware of it. Not aware of it. Now look at the table. Maybe Shmuel, she may have never.
Our mission is done, I'm coming to the bottom.
What is that?
Our mission is being to say she's coming to the bottom.
Yeah.
Because why? Because there's no Agoshe.
Even without Agoshe, she's still young. Maybe Shmuel she named her one. Kibesha Kumpres, the Taunion, the Acheshe, during the Alishe, the Lava Daito. They hear it. That is more the Kloshloya Disho is male. Hoyo de Wasso Damunis. So even, because according to Rashi, so it's not Midrabono as you say. But Midrabono, Midraite, we don't have to be Hesheis. Maybe she had a Bagoshe and she forgot. We don't have to be Hesheis. Because the average woman is not so absent minded that if she had a Bagoshe, she should forget. So if she says she didn't forget, so it's a Raya that she didn't have a Bagoshe. But we are only have to be righteous, maybe absentmindedly. So she had Agoshe and she forgot the Agoshe. It's the Agoshe. And the teacher said, even if we are sure, 100%, at the Mosek Rosh, and we are getting short mail, how will the Oasso done it? Rabashe nominated to Ishmael. Oh yeah, no problem. Rabashe Omar. Now let's go with it and peel the two dots. Rabashe Omar, Shmuel hid Omar Rav Nechemi. Itnan Rav Nechemi in here, Kodoro Shem Nikabu Tunei Nikabu Uksomni. That, so what did Rabashe say? Rabashe also agrees with Rav Yomi and Yidiftes major memory that Shmuel is only saying that without Agoshe she is not near the Raisin. But in the Rabbanon she is near without Agoshe. Without Agoshe. But Rav Nechemya says in the specific case that Shmuel discusses of Burka Karailon, Yoshvala, and Motsodam, then in that case she is not even near the Rabbanon. When is she near the Rabbanon? If the kesem was found on something that is in Kabutume. But Karkailam is not in Kabutume, so then she is not even Tneyam Rava. And so they said to the Rabashi nominated to Ishmael Hechad lo yadisha teyam na teyo Tneyam Rava. If it's a dover on the Kabutume. And also if Moshe dechimitza Karka di teyo atyam Rava. Di teyo atyam Rava. Now we passed him. So in other words, according to Rav Yirmiyah Midikteh, So even Dobro Shemini come to me, she's named Dharma. Because I mean and still he says, made a Shmuel Shikun Rabba, so it means in Shmuel, in his situation, his case, of Boka Kalkailam Yoshvala, so she still thinks Rabba. So apparently, according to Kazimian Dikte, even if a Kesem is in Tamil Rabba, even if the Kesem was found on something that is not the Kalkailam. But we passed it, like Havashi, that something that is not the Kabutume, so then she's not even praying the Rabba. Yes.
What's the reason for the Kabutume?
Because the union of Nida, even though it affects the relationship between her and husband, of Isa Behetea, but it's a union of Tumi. In other words, if the Nido is Meo, so then she's a surely bio also. So Mele, by something the Kesem was found and something not coming to me, so we cannot say that it's Tomei, so the Chachamim will not be sad. Alright, so the Ravashin and Mele, Shmuel, Yechamil, Yishatir, Nateir, Utmim, Rabbanon, and also the fruit of the Chimza, Karka, the Teva, Tiron, Rabbanon. Now let's finish up in now. Bishleime, the Ravashe, Haim, the Koma, Karka. So that's the reason why Shmuel mentioned the example of Karka. Why does Shmuel mention an unusual case? The usual case is when you find a kesem on an underground. Not that you set, the woman set on the car on the ground, on the car for Elon, and then she found the kesem on the car. That's an unusual situation. So why does Shmuel mention an unusual case? So according to Abashe, we understand, because when Shmuel says Teiro, it means Teiro in Rabbona. So that's only by Kalkailon, but on the garment, it's Torah and Kabbalah to me. So she's Meyam in Rabbona. She's Meyam in Rabbona. But according to Rabbi Yomir, this Bishlim Rabash, and you come a Kalkail, Rabbi Yomir, Mayer Kalkail, Afu Grim and Ame. So Shmuel could have mentioned the example, Botko is Godel, the not so damo leo, teo. Why did they mention an unusual example of Botko Kakeo and Yoshua? And the Kaka of Yemaya Kaka for the Nanan, Loyboyko, Lime do need the Kshat, he can name a Malmoose. Ela filu karka de mizik shatir di ikal nema mi guf asye isto heya. Ragadir me en מדיקת דקיבלותי פלילי או בשם המילי שמואל ומדיקיבלותי ומכלל ריתן משמואל נשמע גושה ואם נשמע גושה מהיר יקרקע אפילו נמנע מבט כביטלס ויושב לא לקח מוסדם תאו שלא ירגיש כרב נחמי לטייסס כרב נחמי יום האחור דבר שאין מקבל תומה תאמי ורב נחמי Chidin di Dovo, that's what this discusses your question. Sha'akesem v'toyer gam l'isho l'gozo tumma. Vahi mashtisise v'samuch. Mashtisise is the walk of the roof of the weaver, you know. So suppose a woman was holding, she was weaving, she was knitting. So she was holding the needles with the walk and the roof
And then she found the kesem of damsel. The Gemara says that sometimes the warp in the roof that the woman knits so hangs down, is suspended down, and it comes in contact with the bisatufe. So it's likely that it came from the mokea, so there is the isapsom. But the question is, according to Rabbi Chaye, there's no dosh in Mikavutime. In Mikavutsomi, the warp and the roof, the mashtise, is not Mikavutime, but there is one Kabbalistume by warp and the roof. That's Tumas Kibbe, Shasavar. So that mashtise is Shasavar, the warp and the roof. So, of the weaver. So, that is Mikavutime. It's not Mikavutime, other Tumas, it's Masharet, Vela, and so on. If the sheretz comes in contact with the warp and wool, so it's not a real beggar, so it's not becoming tumme. But if it's affected with the nega, so then even if it's not a real beggar, just the bishas and the aret, so it's becoming tumme. So as long as it's capable of being becoming tumme, it's going. So the chachamim will get up to
by tzuras.
There is a tzoras that can overtake a vice and God knows. Now, I would like to discuss the Rashi Shita. Because here we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. As to why the Rabbonon will mitamik something even though Midrash is there. So Rashi says, the reason is, Dilma al-Rishad l'abadayti. So it's not Ixeya. According to Tesis, it's Ixeya. If we were to allow a woman who had a discharge of dam without Agoshe, then many a couple would be tempted to have relations even with Agoshe. Even with Agoshe. So Tesis said, what does it mean? It says that Moshe Kloshaloya Gisho is male. Who will be also damnitos? We are all talking about the case of Moshe Kloshaloya Gisho. So then it's Domini Rabban. But if it's not Moshe Kloshaloya, she has a sofi, then she's Domini Rabban. If she has a suffix, whether she has a Agoshe or she doesn't have a Agoshe, then she's Neomi the Raise, Nisofi, Snake the Raise, Lachumre, Nisakores. So, why does Tesis say, Dachilu, Muzeklosh, Loyogisho, she's also Neomi the Rabbi? Who will be Rasa than me? Okay, of course we are talking of a case of Muzeklosh, Loyogisho. But, according to Rashi, so, even if she feels she's convinced, she's sure that she didn't have Agoshe, so maybe absentmindedly she was not aware of it. And she had Agoshe. She's not aware of it. The person sometimes forgets. He forgets. So why does Taser say that the Atilu Muzeklosh of the Bishop, Tmeo? Tmeo the Rabbona? Atilu Muzeklosh. Of course, only in the case. The Sateya should have said, Veinire, the rak bimurzeke shal hirgisho, Tmeyom Rabon. Avo veinu murzeke shal hirgisho, ozi Tmeyom Raisi Nisofi, Tesis doesn't say, Veinire, the rak bimurzeke shal hirgisho, Tmeyom Rabon, Yom Rasa Ramiz. Avo vishayim murzeke shal hirgisho, Tmeyom Raisi, Dilmo hirgisho. The Rabbi died. Tesis doesn't say that. So Tesis is mashma that Midrash says she is not Meyor, not only in the case of Moshe Kloshel Yagisho, but even when she is not sure whether Yagisho or not to be sure, she is not Meyor Midrash either. She is not Meyor Midrash either. So when is she Meyor Midrash? When she is sure that she had Agoshe. So in other words, it appears from this basis that in the Raisa it's not enough that she should have Agroshe. She should have Agroshe and she should be aware of the Agroshe. But suppose she had Agroshe and she forgot the Agroshe. She forgot it. So then she's not feeling the Raisa. Even though Kalap Ishmael is Galilee that she had Agroshe. So then it's, even then it's only the other. That's how it's mashed. Now like this, it sounds like a very strange thing. If she had Agroshe, but she forgot it, why should she not be doing the Raisa? She forgot it. So suppose she forgot the whole thing that she had a real down. So, I mean, she forgot. She had a real down and she suffers from a certain condition of failure of memory. And she forgot that she had a real down. So then, she had relations with her husband. So, won't she be chayev as a chatos? Of course, she'll be chayev.
She is, yeah?
Of course! Of course! So, why in regard to Ashgoche, it's much Ashgoche. In regard to Ashgoche, it's much Ashgoche until it says that when she feels the Raisa, when she has the Ashgoche, and she is aware of the Ashgoche. But if she has the Ashgoche, and she is never aware of the Ashgoche, because she forgets it immediately, the Ashgoche, so then, she's not aware, then she's not doing the Raisa. Why should it be like that? But whether it's established like that or not, so the Chavis Das says it at the beginning of Simen Kutza Vavov, not Kutza. The Sitritare says it the same thing at the beginning of Simen Kutza. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says it at the beginning of Simen Kutza. So all the three achrim, Chavidaz, the Sittare, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch say the same thing. And actually the Rashbo, in Teras Habayis, in the Adonai Tushar HaKesef, so said, they say which finish, that in the Raisa now, the next Mishnah says, turn to the next Mishnah, that Mechesman says. Now, so you can start the whole mission, we'll go over the whole mission. And then we'll go over it again. Betele b'cholta roshi yechil v'nisim. Shochto behem ochal rei, nusasko b'ksomen, oi shi yosho b'tzada asukim ve, hol machiles, hare tele. She can be tele, she can attribute it to anything that is, that could be the cause of the death. For example, she was sheikhed to be machayrim, or she handled some, or she sat near those who handled some, so some some might have rubbed up on her garment, or she killed the kino. How is the tailor? At Kama Taylor, Rav Hanina in a kino, Rav Hanina in Antigna Sayyidina, at its wishful proof. Like a small bean, if you have a piece of loyal, so she can still detail it in a kino. Detail it with no debile. In other words, even if she didn't have any, she was not Shoch B'chayre, but her husband is a sheikh, and her son is a sheikh. Now a woman usually comes in contact with the husband all the time and with the son all the time, physical contact. So Mele, any blood that they had, the husband, the sheikh had, and the son, the sheikh had, could have rubbed off on her garments. So she can tell him that. In Yeshua Mako, suppose she had a wound, they saw, and the saw was healed already. But it still can burst open. You know, many times when you saw healed, but if you rub against it, it will open again, it will start bleeding again. It's still a little sore. So, the yechil, the yechil, the gola, the hinti dam, are able to Weise wie Schachas, Schebosot und Rabakive, Omole Oisi Kesse, Omalo Schemelakas und Sebo, Omole Heid, but the Heus, it was cured. Omalo Schemel Yachil, we go out lazy down. It truly was cured, but it doesn't really matter. But maybe it was still a little raw, and when you rub against it, you irritate it, you open it, and it starts bleeding again. Amole, hey, yes. Pitiya Rabachi. Or Tamidok Mistakin Debeze. Amole, Mahadova Kosher, the Nechem, Shall Yomu Hachachon, Mahadova Lahachmir, Elohi Hoki. Shenema, the Isha of Pitiya Zobo, Dam Yeh, Zeva, Bitsoro, Dam Beloi Kes. Dam Beloi Kes. Then the Mishnah mentions the other halacha that was already cited here before. Eitz u'noson tachazakah means of damogu toya, because it, in all probability it's attributable to the kinnon. So, moshech tom, divrei Rav Elazar b'Rabbah. Now the question is this. Here there was a woman who came with the ketzer on her gown, and the woman told Rav Akiva that she had a maki. The maki was ill, but is still a little raw. It could open up again as a result of irritation, of rubbing. So Rav Akiva says she's there. Why is she there? Because as long as it can open up again as a result of rubbing, some melee, in all probability, it's attributable to the Marco. So the reason is why Rav Akiva was mitaya, because on questions of fact, the topic was it, did the dam come from the Marco, or did the dam come from the Moki? So since she had a Marco, so we say, on the basis of the circumstantial evidence, that it came from the Marco, not from the Moki. So he has to resort to the pasuk of Dambo de Kesem, and the Talmidim. So they were big time with Rachamim, and they were at first amazed to their shock to hear that Sakhistashe. So when do we have to resort to the Gezeiras HaKosov of Dam Beloi Kesem, where the dam definitely came from the Moki? But so then the Gezeiras HaKosov Dam Beloi Kesem. But here he assumed that the dam didn't come from the Moki; it came from the Makos. So why do you need to port it? And why was the Talmidim shocked? And Rav Akiva only explained this psak on the basis of Dam Beloi Kesem. Why do we have to have recourse to Dam Beloi Kesem? It's a simple thing. And he said, Leom Chachomim Lohokeil, Leom Chachomim Lohachmir El Lohokeil, El Lohokeil. So, what does it do with Ksami? Ksami means that the dam definitely, but how Gosha was like. But here, the reason is why was Matia the Isha was because, on the basis of the circumstantial evidence, so we came to the conclusion, he was still in the Marco. Now, so apparently, now the Hashbo. Now, the Chavidah, at the beginning of Simon Kutsarikro. Can you get up?
Kutsarikro.
In your day. And the Sifrei Torah at the beginning of Simon Kutsarik. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch, at the beginning of Simon Kutsarik. Now, I want to mention, I'm not a Rav Shulchan, I know Chassidot, and I'm in Nisnagi. But my father was certainly in Nisnagi. And my father didn't have a big library, not like the Rabbanim today, you know. The more modern the world is today, the more swarming it. sorry, it will say, if he, the European of, who keeps on learning day and night, so let one chat, but if he's a modern rabbi, and he doesn't learn, so then he'll have not one chat. He'll have Yume Shas, Ibanitia Shas, this Shas, and that Shas, so that my father in the Rabbi had very few from their Shas. And the basic Hashem, not only Hashem, the Mir in those days did not come out yet, you know. So they didn't have the Mir. I mean, few Mirs my father had. And Dorin was accepted that it came out early, that he had. But I mean, but other Mirs, he did not come out yet. And he had Shinkubetis, of course, and he, but he had the Rav Shulchan Aruch here in his life. The Rav Shulchan Aruch here. And I heard from my father that the Rav Shulchan Aruch conforms to Allah. That's why many things the Rav Shulchan Aruch coincides with the Goel. So, someone, when they see me, I do something that I got it from my father, you know. So it's like, oh no, they think I'm a Lubavitcher. Why am I a Lubavitcher? Because the Lubavitchers don't say Broche and Hallel the Shredesh, except that the Shriach Tzibo is Mechavim to be made to the whole Tzibo. And my father also did the same way, and I have the same in it. That's not because I'm a Lubavitcher. That was al pi aloha, it was that way. So I heard from my father that the Rav Shulchan Aruch is very good. He's always halachically oriented, but he's best in Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Shabbos. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch has a siman of siman kurtzavi. He says the same thing. That Rabbi Zah says and the Zahra says. It's a bit chidish, what the Rashba says. In other words, that neither I say, not only there is no Harkoshi, so she's not male neither I say. She has to be aware of the Harkoshi. Suppose she is not sure whether she had Harkoshi. And she said, maybe I had Harkoshi. Maybe not. I don't think so, but maybe I had Arush, you know, sometimes. So people would say that. I mean, they don't know whether they had Arush or they didn't have Arush. But they're not sure. So with the rights of their things. In other words, the Aloha of Arush implies not only an emotional thing, but a cognitive thing also. In other words, she has to be aware of that. Sometimes a person has Arush, but he's not aware of Arush. He's not aware of Arush. So then she's not really the right. So the Pshat, so according, so now we can understand this Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to withdraw to the Zoshe of Dango the Kesem? Vishlein Eligabi Kesem, well, definitely emanated from the Moshe. But the Hagoshi was lacking, so then it's on the basis of Dhammakas. But here he said, he took it for granted that it came from the Mako, so it came from the finger. So why should she be near Milo? If she has Dham from the finger, she's near Milo. So why does he have to mention the Lord? And why are the Talmudim so shocked to hear that sound? It's a dim portion. The answer is this. If not for the Glossakosuk of Dambali Kesef, that it must have Arvoshi, and she must be aware of the Arvoshi, so then we could rely, can we tell it? We can tell it. Are we sure is that sufficient circumstantial evidence just because she had a mako? And the mako could burst open as a result of rubbing? But couldn't the dam come from the Lokatu? I mean, a woman, every month has a menstrual flow, and she told, suppose she does not have a vessel kubwa, so a vessel chini kubwa, but it's natural for a woman to have a menstrual flow, any day, if she doesn't have a vessel kubwa. So there are two possibilities. The one possibility is that it's done to the Dham came from the Mako. That's possible. But there is another likely possibility that he came from the Mokea, just because he's a Mako. So the dam couldn't come from the Mokea. So how could we rely if it had been a question of a derayse? So then it has to be a vada gomo, and we cannot even rely on possibility and on faint circumstantial evidence, only strong circumstantial evidence. But here, is there strong evidence that the dam came from Mako? Maybe the dam came from Mokeka? The answer is very economic. That's why we found even more shocked. Why is Mandiramad a wife of a chivalry tire? Why? Because of the possibility that it came from the Mako. But there is another possibility that it came from the Mokeka. So has to show him he'll be able to be either in the forest. He was said, don't be shocked, because there's a kosum of Dandali Kesem. And that implies that when he should be on the Aliseya only, if the discharge of Dam is coupled. So whatever agoshi is significant. So that's one ingredient of dam velikesem. The other ingredient is a cognitive. You see, the agoshi, that's an emotional ingredient. And she has to feel, you know. Emotionally, she has to feel that emotion. But then there is a cognitive. She has to be aware of the agoshi.
She has to sense it.
She has to be aware of it. The Aspa says that even if she has a soft, whether she had a koshi or not, with the rice she's there. She said the rice is home. No, with the rice she's there. Because as long as she does not have a full awareness, a soft is not a good awareness, a soft. If the woman says, I had to be shut up down, and it might be that death was coupled with the tremor inside. But I really don't know. So then the Rashba says, if she has a sopik, whether she had al-goshi or not, even if Rabbi Shmai is Gaia, she had al-goshi, and she forgot it, but in the Raisa she's there. That's all implicit in the Zakosu of Dambulikese. The Rashba says it in the Akzome to Shah Akzome. Look it up. See, Shah Akzome. So he said that. So now we can understand the Mishnah, that's why. So if it had been a question of the Raise, we wouldn't be Taylor. Why shouldn't Taylor? Is that the exclusive thing in which we can be Taylor? That exclusive thing in which we can be Taylor? After all, we say in Sotik means in the Vadal. And what does it mean in Sotik means in the Vadal? He says, in Sotik HaKore V'Levada in Eitzim Devada. So assuming that this clearly is a Sotik HaKore V'Levada, but it's certainly not a Vare Gomo. Why is it a Vare Gomo? That the dam came from the market, maybe the dam came from the market. So a woman who has a market also has a menstrual flow. So. Some male is so it's not a Vare Gomo. At most it could be Sopik HaKor of the Vare, but that's not enough. But here it's not a question of the right. Why is it a question of the right thing? Because Midrashim Mitklapishmai is Galia. that it did come from the Mokeya, she is still there. In view of the fact that she is not aware of it, even if she is partial aware, but to the extent of having the Sophie, the Rashba says in the Agdama to Sharak Soni, that she is not near the right. So it's only Chachom Masel. She says, Lom Chachom Lohoke, Lom Chachom Lohoke, Lohoke. So if there is a circumstance in which it can be Tele, so we are Tele. But Tele Dimi the Rai say, then the Talmudim would be right. We wouldn't have a right, Habachita wouldn't have a right to assume, to take for granted, when there are two possible alternatives. Then in the situation when it's in Vadai Gomo, that's Loyal Gisha, she's still in Rabbon. And then in the situation where she's not sure, she has Sveike, maybe yes, maybe no. So as long as she's not fully aware, the Rajpa says in the Agdama to Sharak Somi, that she's not really right. So what Rashi says, because Chachomi are not misakutakonis over the border. So whenever Chachomi are misakutakonis over the border, I say, either it's because of his shock, shouldn't be there. And he said, Rabbi, like all the Shmusim Rabbanim, or sometimes when the Rai say it is muta for some reason, even though it's not a Vadai, so the Rabbanon required that it should be a Vadai. So according to Rashi, here the Chachomi, according to taste with the Rabbanon of Ksomim, is this your? Because if we were to allow a woman to live to her husband when she had the argoshim, she had the riyas dam, without argoshim, so sometimes people would be tempted to do it even when they had argoshim. But Rashi, that's a common thing. But according to Rashi, no, the Chachon didn't feel that it was necessary to make this kind of issue. But because the union of something that is only in the Rabbanon is in every case where she does not have a full awareness of the Hagosh. Even if she has a suffix, maybe I had Hagosh, maybe I didn't have Hagosh. So it's also only in the Rabbanon. She's Teiro, but then the Rabbonon, she's Neo. So the discussion is, but the Rabbonon said that she's Neo even if she's 100% sure that she didn't have Argosh. So why were the Tame then? So he says, because of Exeri. It is yours. Yes.
According to the Rashba, so what would be the din by Bedikas Aid? Would it be Tumei Midrais or Midrabanan?
What?
According to the Rashba.
Yeah.
So Bedikas Aid, would it be Tumei Midrais or Midrabanan? The Rashba mentioned earlier.
Because over there, she's a way on Rashba. She was a way on Rashba. But she mixes it up with the Hargoshe of the Aid. And actually, it was the Hargoshe of the discharge. So Mele, she's Midrais Mele. Rashi could also agree, the Rashi could also agree with what the Chabad does, with the Tara say, that when she makes it Dike, so then even though she has no Hargoshe, but there it's considered she has Hargoshe, because she has the Hargoshe of the Aid. And the Hargoshe of the Aid is the same Hargoshe as the Hargoshe of the menstrual discharge, the menstrual discharge, except that she calls it by a different name. So that means she's fully aware of the Hargoshe. But she calls it by a different name. She attributes it to something else. Aliqua Bala is good or tmei or bishlim aliqua, the hoof of the foot of it. The noga base in Moki. Aloha is good or my time. But that time the aliqua kept coming from the base in Moki with the foot. But the tip of the toe can never but the tip of the toe so never comes in contact with this at all. Zinin di noka bi ikvo Hoitsoyo Mako Bitabo, Shetuha Lisleis, his tailor, Alexeipo, Shemichel Lisleis, and the tailor, they named him Shem of Yorinot Lose, the Vosselishon. The Vosselishon. So, in other words, if she has a mark in the neck, and then she can be tailor, that the dam came from the mark in the neck. So then she's tailor, and she's tailor. But if the keser, if he has a mark in the shoulder, so she cannot be tailor that the dam and her roof came from that marker here in front. If it's on the shoulder, how will it come here? So then when she has a spot of dam on her garment or on her flesh, so then she's male. Vain nameling, but even if she had a mark on the shoulder, it's still possible. She will be ordering the plaza, the invisible shop. In other words, let's say she had a mark over here on the shoulder. So with the hand, she touched the back of the shoulder, and then some blood was transferred on her hand, and then she touched her front near this atufe, and that's how it came. So still we are not tailor locale, because we're not in chazik and locking and locking, so that's likule. So the discussion is, but maybe the chumre we are chazik and locking and locking. So the discussion is, since it's rabbanon, so we maybe it shouldn't make any difference between kule and chumre. Elo shamer is gedlo. The behavi di passe ode di misrami. So it's possible that when she walks, so some dam from the misakute drips down on the top of the top. So it's not mocking mock. The Rashi. It's a boy in Sotam Kedira, two Kedira, he only slays, he makers of Sabo. She probably shimates Sabo with an L, the Nepal, Damamako, Al Tachtis, Haluko. Al Xepo, she in the hill, he slays. So it couldn't, the dam from here, from that mako here, couldn't have dripped down on the mako in Nechaguo. It couldn't. But she could have touched it with the hand and then brought it down. So that we don't, in that mouth anymore. Alexeifo, she nechili, she dambo mikat for the nefo, no, ain't it? The name of the Yoran Tauti Makashik Seifo, the verse of hell. Other Mishamatah is in walking, the dam native all.
You get it.
All right, so, the, when she walks and she makes big footsteps and quick footsteps, so it's very likely that the dam drips on the tip of the top.
Oh, all right.
Al kishle nisayani gavayad, bo gavayadat mishas dikali nora, min aitanik meyo, lav mishin amunum bo tibiyok yoro, binokal yachet bo tkal gav chavato. All right. Al shei kodol pa nisayo mbifni, mbifni madeich, what is called mbifni? Amre dibi rabyanai, ad mikim chavat. What is Nikim Chavek? So Rashi says at first, Sofik. He doesn't know what Nikim Chavek is. The Chidumeli, Shu Kepatz Hayerech Vashuk, Shu Kerim Yilet, the Kromar Admokim Shu Maschil Koropnim, the Chavekim Mitichas Adidim, Shu Chivkin Hayerech Vashuk. In other words, the veins of the thigh and the veins of the shoik, of the knee, you know, that the place of juncture of the veins of the knee and the veins of the thigh, when the place of juncture, when they come together, that's the Mikim Chavik. Iboil, Mikim Chavik, Mikim Chavik. So Mikim extends up to the place of juncture between the veins, the veins, the sinews of the thigh and of the knee, but that place of the veins, of the place of juncture itself, does it have a din of the knee or it has a din of the hood? Toshma, ton raftine admikim chavek, the chavek atzmikim. In other words, suppose that its kesem is in the form like a bracelet, which is circular, which is round. In other words, if it's not like this one spot, but it's circular, like a bracelet, or kishurema, suppose it's in the form of ishur, elongated, form of ishur, tipima, suppose it's wraps, so yireichav yireichoma, so toshma. So, so Victoria, Tommy, Absorb my love guy, Gardner, Loy, Dilmo, לא יודעים לו, יובד של יצורים. הוא יצא דאשכח לו דומו במשתיסה, where she found the dam and her, a woman that was kneeling, so she found the dam and the piece of the rock and the wood of the, so she found dam. So she wants to know whether she's kneel or not. Also, we come to Rabbi Yanei, Omalei, Tezel Gitesi. In other words, let her do again the kneeling. And then, and to see, and to watch whether, as she is engaged in kneeling, the walk and the wolf, whether it suspends down, can never be satuf or not. So if it suspends down, can never be satuf, so that will be a raya. That it's very likely that it came from this truth. Then we take Svatani Shin Litares. Ki Amin Shin Likule, Abu Lukumba Shin. Now the Rashi. Ki Shir Litu Abigu Chitson. Mao Munsa Kinda Manidola. Chitso Lir Hayer, Vanu Hai Shinit, the Shins is Nasa Chitsui. The Mashtise, Ima Masechas, the Shimshe. So there it's mentioned that Minon Imashtise. So in Maseches, Tov Lo'ok, Nitzu Dam Lashes, I mean, and walk and woof, she found that. Teiz Rabbi Teisi, Kidea Shosh Adachshot, Shoruch HaVishov, In Yisrame Shatobu HaVeisich, Bo Ben Vagleo, Kimele Bezimoki, Meir, Vahatanya in Shemi Yitares, Gam Yisati Vitalise, Yitares, Yitares, Yitmeir, Yitzile, Ferekam, Sofi Knoga, so the Lunogatoya in the Epshel is Lunogatome. So what does it mean? In the Epshel? It doesn't mean the Epshel. Mamish impossible. It means as long as it's likely that it's Noga, so it's Tome. Epshel Gamilay Meir, half of the Loy Epshel, Loy Tamilay. Because it doesn't mean Mamish impossible. It's still possible that he should not be gay. Elaim alay shanei, v'yulinoga mitarinoi, omolei shim mitaris, v'akogab d'hashto leim yisrame, v'yul mikore lo yabeor, ki aminonei shim mikule. V'ayi diep sholem, v'yinoga v'tomei bananei kum neko yishani lohoke, avot oche, so since it is very likely, once she does it that way, that I mean, once he does it that way, it's not good that can be a mental, I mean, the child of Tyrus. So, that it's very likely that he'll touch the Tyrus and the Tmeis. So, the male, once he touches the Tmeis, he becomes stomach. Then he touches the Tyrus. So, he becomes the Tyrus. So, even, so the Chachamim say, that even though he tried an experiment, and once, so he succeeded in not touching it, in working that way and not touching it, but we cannot rely on it. So there it's a chumre. But we cool it. In Shidere it would be we cool it. So we can't rely on it. But the chumre, yes. Ki amun in Shidere cool by he actually in Kinoda, we tell me, but I'm making an English, I need a hockey. I will like a chumre with the stomach tail, the royal soul, the royal halukish that. By the material things in Mishane, Mitalinone, Humri, so then we do say.
We do say goes from one market to the other market.
No, shaming, I'm talking about one market. I'm talking about performing an experiment to do it the same way and see that it doesn't touch the tires.
Oh. Like the knitting. Melee. What's his knitting?
Yeah, yeah.
So
Pishta say.
So Miskas,
yes.
What is the answer there? Do we do?
So it's going that the Teretz that it's ingenuinely kule. We cannot rely on experiment. You know, we kule, but the chumre yes.
Oh.
So here it was the chumre, because when she needed again, so it hangs down, it suspended down. כנגד מגילת רופא. So mele we come in Sapsam, yes.
Is the Abaya of Rabbi Yirmiyah answered?
What?
The Abaya of Rabbi Yirmiyah is the answer?
No, the Gemara was Matkai. The Gemara tried to teach it from a Psaw, my love, Kai Gavne. So the Gemara says, Lo, you bring a dog and kill it to it. Hoysa Pishta say, Mishasabri Balayla. כל מוקרים שמוצא בי כסם תמאו מפני שהוא חי זה כי חי דיפול יס תנו לא לבד איזה דבר זה הרי סתירים לליסה וכשבו זה התחכם שבדור הם אומרו להיות בהרי סאו טוב עושה הולי שפשטס מחס בלילה תאמר אבא, ארוכו של אופשו, חלוקו של צור. A tall woman put on the apron of the short woman. וקצור של אופשו, חלוקו של ארוך. And the short woman put on the apron of the tall woman. היא מגיעה כנגד מסעצורפו של ארוכו. So he, the apron is Magia to negate a tool for tall woman. So each one of the women is in suffix to some melee and we don't toss a coin to say that this came from one woman and not the other one. My choices. Some melee stay in place. Being up but suppose that the tall woman is so tall that the apron, the bottom of the apron, reaches up to here. So then the tall woman is not mutalas bisot. Only the short woman is mutalas bisot. So maybe the tall woman is stay off. Because it couldn't have come from her. It couldn't have come from her. So, and the short woman is stay off. In love, Aruch HaTeiro, it's so what makes it. Look, I shall talk a little bit cassette in the dish. I'm not going to us down. I might be a chasm to never be a tool for. Shall I look at me on? If I look at the coach and sorrow, in love, terror, I look at אבל צורת מאו, שאי כנגד מסתור שלו הוא מגיע. כי תאירו, או אישי? תנידו. בוד כה חלוקו ואישי לא עושה. Suppose woman number one, the first woman, was bathing the apron, and then she lent it, and before she lent it to the other woman, to a friend, the second woman, so she inspected it and she found it clean. So that means that the beggar did not have any kesem of dam from her, because when she gave it to the second woman, it was still clean. So it was chavato. He tails the chavato. So he is tail, and still the chavato tailable. Now the question is, so it's a stira. If she is teo, how? So the second woman must be teo. So how can the second woman be teo in the first woman? As if the first woman had been teo, but on the contrary, the first woman is teo. Some of changes only in dinetan. When it says, when the bride says. The Chavata Telebol doesn't mean Telebol regard to her relationship with her husband. Because as far as the relationship with the husband is concerned, so on the contrary, the first one, Sidach Nambisun, now the first one says that she inspected the apron and before she gave it to the second one. And she found it spotless, clean, so she has no one else. so she does not have to be separated from her husband. And the second one has to be separated from her husband. But because in the Galti Surin, so the first one, if she says that she inspected it, she's Nemanis, Idechadim Visum. So, but here it's in regard to Cheshmish Bekalach. In other words, the question is, who has the burden of washing the beggar? But of course, the burden, she is a sheles, so if she makes it dirty, so if somebody shaves a beggar, another person, and then she wear it for a long time, become completely dirty, and then you turn it to the mashal, and the mashal say, but it's dirty. So he said, that's not my responsibility. No, you cannot say that. See, the shiur's responsibility to return it in the same state as it was bound. Of course, she cannot be held liable for making it dirty, because it's like Neisa Machmas Melocha, to become dirty. But she has to restore it to the same state that it was when it was lent to her. So true, she says, the first lady says, when I lent it to you, it was spotlessly. So the second lady is not to be able to trust her. I don't trust her. Insofar as the soon is concerned, so there's a loch of the Yachnan Yisur. But here it's in Utah, the normal Chavele. So it's a delay on the mitzvah. Some Nele, the first woman is the Tivas. She demands of the second woman that she should return a clean beggar. And the beggar has a kesset. So, the first woman says, but I inspected it. But she has no oneness in the oneness. So as far as Mishkan is concerned, as far as Yeredei is concerned, so she has no money as the first lady. As far as Mishkan is concerned, the first lady does not have no money. She doesn't have to believe her. So the second lady can say, I don't believe you that you inspected it and you found the plane. I don't believe you, or I don't trust you. In other words, even if you're not lying, so you did not make such a good checkup, a good inspection, and maybe the kesem was there when you lent it to me. Why should I wash something off that you gave it to me? That's not my responsibility. I didn't make the kesem. So as far as Kashmishmet is concerned, so Chaberto is tillable. But as far as your day is concerned, Chaberto is not tillable. On the contrary, the first one has the oneness that she inspected it, so she knows that it didn't come, the kesset didn't come from her mocker, because it was clean after she used it, and she gave it away and she lent it to the second lady. Avo l'nyetume l'nyetine p'nam chaveh abetilim l'cheshmishpe avo l'nyetume hi teiro l'chaveh ato mei. Alright, now the Rashi. He tell me shame. When in Dine, which he was a kesem, in a holo, knam, the Chaberto, Telebo, Yom Rachinu in Hendley, the Abdakte, the Chaino says, the second lady says to the first, look, I don't trust you that you made it good picking. Maishnem Hoditanye, Shinoshin, Shinisasku, Vitsigarechot, the Indiella Kisela Dam, Vinitsa, Kisela Uzu, Stay in place, So Nora said, so what's Shane Hosom, the Kisela Yisela? So in other words, so there is a big difference. As a matter of fact, it seems strange that the Gemara, the Makshin, equated one with the other. But anyway, that was the Makshin's kasha. Here we say that if she inspected it before she went to the second lady, so we say the first lady stay off, and the second lady, is tmeor. But over there we say that both are tmeors. So you know, it's a shana or something. The gazella you say off. The gazella you say off. So since shtei noshim shenisasku b'tzibrechol ve'im be'yele gazella dam ve'nitza gazella alzul gazella alzul. So then we are not sure. So since there were two sloim of dam, and that could not be attributed to ve'im be'yele gazella shtei noshim shenisasku b'tzibrechol ve'im be'yele gazella dam. So it couldn't be attributed to that, to both, couldn't be attributed to the tzipe, to the sasus the tzipe. Only one could be attributed. And which one? Tosikon? We don't Tosikon. Mashinkin here, since she inspected some mele, so that's a rally that it was cleaning. That by the time when the first one landed to the second one, so then it's ibadai that it came from the second one. So that's why the first one is teor and the second is meor. It's even difficult with the kaarle my kaarle that stays with kasha, right? Stay in place with a little nachshon mitzibir. V'afal gavikol nisle v'achanam v'afal gavikotke lina stay in place. They in a lab yofe. Vodke, Sela Yisero, my hodi, tell us Sela Yisero, it may a behach, tell you behach, till Kachshin means. Our hoche, tumatuye behardo ibarko. In other words, the basic clawing, the basic rule is that when we have to fail it, we are failed, okay. But when it's a question of killing one woman or another woman, we don't toss a coin because of my hodi. So, Mela, we have to be a mitame both. Tan Rabbanon, Lof Shoshleish Halukei, Sadukim Lof. In Yechilu Nisrei, Sis Tele, Vatilu Bitachte. In Yechilu Nisrei, what do you mean Yechilu Nisrei? Because she passed by the market of butchers, so it could have been possible that the dam came from the butcher store. So he's tailored, Abatilu Bitachte. But then you'll say, if it came from the butchers, so how is it that the innermost garment became stained? No, because sometimes when there is blood, so it penetrates through the outward garment and the middle garment, and it stains even the innermost garment. Being Eichelis Leis, she didn't pass by Ishuk Shotabochim, Eile Tele Batil Bed, case at all, Ishuk Shotabochim, Klafu Bitachte, Ishuk Shotabochim, Abed, in Tele. Mishnah we learned already, we'll go over it again. The tale of the Chodoshi Chilon Yisrael. Shokta be Machai Veik, Nisaska be Ksomim, Oishi Yashem Yitzel Asukim Ben, Hor Machiles, Hari the tale of Bo. At Kamo Tele, Rabchanim and Tisimi, At it be Shalpu, the Avo Pishaloy Ogo, the tale of the Noi, the Bailo, the Mako Vichil, the Goa, to burst open, ולי צידה מראה לטלה, מה יש בשעה כשפוס לא תמירה בקידה? אומר לי, לא יש כסף, אומר לו, שמי, מה קורה איתו בו? אומר לי, היי, תיכול איתו, אומר לו, שמי, יכול לו להיגולה, ולי צידה, אומר לי, היי, איתי עורה בקידה, הוא תלמיד אוף מסתק עם זה וזה, והוא עומד את זה צעק, אומר לי, מה הדבר כושר ביניכם? שוב חכם אדם לאחנו לוקל שנמא כי איש הפסיד זוב דם יזין וזורו דם בלי קסם אין שום נושא תחת הקרבים של דמו בול טויה בקוס דם יצביץ נבלי יצביץ יתבו תו דה כינו מושך תומי דיל רבלס מרפסדה כזה I said today that the situation is different because the sanitary conditions are different. So maybe even it will be ogul to be tummy. And the Chassam Sefer says it in Chuve Kuf Memei, your day. At Kama Yitil Bidam Achilles Kikrin Sabotin Yoche in Dam Achilles Halka Godo Vyoche Miyitai Ava Fishu Yohova Vyokhanine Polikar Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon Vyokhamro Horein Yohor Eloi. So there is a machlekes between the Rabbi Tanekame of the Mishneh and Rab Chanin Nimin Antignes. We pass like Rab Chanin Nimin Antignes, like Tanekame. According to Tanekame, when can a kesem that is small, relatively small, be attributed to a kvash kino only if we know the chitil the kino? Hold the machlekes. But if lo yog ma'achil is not, and according to Rav Chanin de Melantines, so it can be tailored, the Chachamim will be sucking there, even if she is not aware of any harigi of a ma'achil. So, the Rav Chanin is polik al Rabon, yo ma'achol vein lo yog aloi, and Rav Chanin de Melantines says, even lo yog, so it can be tailored. The Tilly no bio in his Marco, in his Marco, if they show where he go, I can still burst open. Plimuli slachlech, ulitidami stail. Mino leho, viton rabonon, maise vitol rabmea bichiller, the rebbe tolo bisrap shikmo. Let's see the rash. Chilea ashputurue oti. So he was tailing it. Then she declared, they declared tail. Because in other words, that if she handled, she was engaged in chilea. And then she had a kesem, so she was tail. And the rabbi was the seal that is derived from a certain fig tree. Shikmo is a heavy fig tree. Alright. Oishi Yoshvo. So, Bitsada Asukimbo. So, in other words, only if we know that she was in the company of people who were engaged in that, let's say, butchered and so on. But Yoshvain, lo Yoshvaloi. So even we don't say, even if she's not aware of passing through the market of the butcher, maybe she did, and she didn't notice, she was absent-minded. So she didn't notice that she passed through the market of the butcher shop. No, if she's not aware that she passed through the market of the butcher shops, so then she cannot be killed. But she has to know, it has to be established that she passed through the market of butchers. Hog machiles tanekamis. Hog ein lui hog aloi. Mas nis man rafshim gam lili. So the Tanekame of the Mishneh is in accordance with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanyo Hogo Toile Loi Hogo Eina Teile. Did Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Tanekame represents the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Chachomim Emrim, the Chachomim in the Braise, the Achilik Rav Shimon Gamliel. And they say Binkach or Binkach Teile. Whether it's hog or loy hog, so it's still toilet. But, so one would think that the Chachomim have the same shite as Chanin ibn Antignes. No, but there is a difference between Chachamim and Chachamim Matim, because there are three different views. One is the day of Rabshim Gamliel, one is the day of the Chachamim, and one is the day of Chachamim Matim. And we pass like Chachamim Matim. The day of Rabshim Gamliel is that only four machiles we can take. But if four machiles we can take, even if the kesem is a relatively large kesem, kitrisayim, so we can also be taken. But if lo yorgo, so then Rabshim Gamliel is a machiles, then we cannot be taken altogether if lo yorgo, even if it's a relatively small kesem. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, on one hand, in one sense, he's machmir. In other words, he can only be tailing for if lo yorgo, even the kesem is a relatively small kesem, we cannot be tailing. And in one sense, in one respect, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is a maker. That if it's over machilet, then even if it's a relatively large kesem, kitrisayit, so we are also there. We are also there. And then the chachamim are major. The chachamim in the price are major all the way. And they say, bein hover, bein loy hover, we can be tailored. Whether it's a relatively small kesem, or a relatively large kesem. And Chachamim Matinas says as follows, Bein Hogo, Bein Hogo, so we can be tailored. With Amedvah Amurim, it's a relatively small kesem. But if it's a relatively large kesem, Kitris V'eit, so then we are not here. And we pass on that commandment. All right. Chachamim kavak kafet, Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lidvorai in Kate, Lidvorai Haverai in Sof. In Kate. According to my view, that it requires Hogo, so there is no Kate, there is no limit to the size of the Kesem. No matter how large the Kesem is, if it's Hogo, so we still can be there. In Kate, there is no limit to the size of the kesem. So they are so makey of the things of, there is no limit to the kule. In other words, even loyog, and doesn't matter how large the kesem is, so it still can be tailored. So in sof, now with Vora in Kate, Shein Mason Shield, in Lehogo after the Kechad of Meir, Ul Dibrei Chaveirai, so in Lehogo, even if it's a very, very minute and small Kechad of the Kesem, so she's still Meir. Ul Dibrei Chaveirai in Saint, Shein Tun Yisam Dai, that Lehogo, Tele, Vein Mason Shield, Elatilu Kisel,